Hello, the Spike Minister, the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 67. We're going back for our golden scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory, or if you keep the focus on what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And I always pause here to say, you will not believe in vain. Listening to these episodes are helping you to sharpen your focus on the gospel. For I delivered unto you that which I also received, then it says, first of all, how that Christ died. So the first or the priority of the gospel is this. First of all, how that Christ died. The priority of the gospel is how that Christ died. It is in the understanding of this. That is what shapes the gospel. That is what brings the focus of the gospel. What is the gospel? You understand it when you know how that Christ died, because this is the meaty part of the gospel. The main thing is still the main thing. So we have looked at how Christ was arrested, the agony in the garden, and I was tried, and now he's being sent to Golgotha to be crucified. Remember, we're doing seven junctions of the finished work of Christ. So in the first junction, how that he died is what we're talking about. His crucifixion is what we're still at. Now, interestingly, when you look at what was happening, you will notice that there were two forces in operation. Two forces. We have the high priest, we have the Sanhedrin, we have the Senate, we have the Roman governor, or the political side. We had these physical forces. But the main thing was the spiritual force that was in operation. So physical forces, spiritual forces. And now, what do you think was causing the high priest and the Sanhedrin, the Senate and the Roman governor to crucify Christ? Who do you think was doing that? The high priest, what was his role? As a high priest, was he not supposed to teach the law of God? He was supposed to teach them the word, lead them. And in those times, well, it's not like now that every man can know God for himself, because he has made the way, or Jesus is the way. So through him, now we can all have access to God. Those times, the high priest was the one who had access to God, and he was supposed to teach them. Now, he who is supposed to teach them is rather the one who is leading them to crucify Christ Jesus. Of course, he didn't know that he was offering up his last sacrifice, and that this was the Lamb of God, and he, as a high priest, had to offer him up. But the main thing that was working through him was jealousy, spirit of jealousy. That green-eyed monster was operating in him. He was jealous of Jesus Christ. What about the Sanhedrin? They were jealous of Jesus Christ. They had heard of the testimonies. They have heard of how he had healed the blind, made the blind to see, made the lame to walk. They heard about the dead being raised, and they were jealous and said, how can this man come and then do all these things? Don't you know that he'll be so popular and will become non-entities? Let's kill him. He must die. So that was the motive behind. What about the Roman governor? Pilate said, I don't have anything against this man. After examining him, there is nothing wrong with him. But the people said, if you do not crucify him, then you are a friend. You are not a friend of Caesar. And now he was also after his political career. How do I go down with this man? He's going down. Let him go alone. He's the son of God. Hey, what is happening? Is the son of God? I have authority to release you. Jesus said, you don't have a shred of authority over me. If it is not given to you from heaven, you will not have it. So all these physical forces were playing out what the spiritual force exerted on them. Listen, they were playing out because the spiritual force exerting on them. Who do you think was making the high priest go ahead to shout crucify or to tell people that the Sanhedrin that they should crucify Christ? Who was motivating the Sanhedrin? Who was motivating all these people, the Senate? Who was behind it? Of course, the devil. He was the one. And what was the motive of the devil? To bring Christ under his subjection. That was his motive. To bring Christ under his subjection. He came for him when, in Matthew 4 when he was tempting him. He said, listen, I have all the earth. Every power in the earth belongs to me. And I can release it to you if only you bow. Bow. Being subject to me. Bow. Bow. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan. So now that he has the opportunity to make the high priest and all these people give him up, deliver him up to be crucified. Then he said, yes, this is it. I've got it. Now he will be subject to me. And in being subject to me, now I can inject him with spiritual death. That is the nature of the devil. Inject him with it. And he will be forever, forever my subject, forever my slave. Oh, he thought he had him, but God had a higher plan. God was thinking about you and I. He was thinking how we will be free from spiritual death, how we'll be free from the nature of the devil. That was it. To free me, to free you from the nature of the devil forever and ever. Spiritual death will not have authority over you. Oh, this gladdens the heart of God. When I'm able to say, spiritual death has no authority over me. Say it. Oh, come on. Say it with me. Spiritual death has no authority over me. I'm in Christ Jesus. I have the life of God in me. I'm so blessed. Oh, you are blessed. Blessed. Bye.